Would you turn to the first epistle of John and the second chapter? John 1:2. I'll read from verse 18. 1 John 2, reading from verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard, that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it. And no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. I'd like to look at those verses from verse 20. Previously, we looked at verses 18 to 19, where there were false teachers who've gone out from the church. Apparently they were church members at one point, but they went off and founded their own congregations. They did their own thing. They came up with their own doctrines. In verse 20, though, we have a but you. That's what they did. That's what they have done. That's what they are doing. But you have an anointing from the Holy One. In other words, the true people of God have got the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and you know all things. Well, you might look at verse 20 and go, I'm not sure that does refer to me, actually, because I don't feel particularly anointed, whatever that feels like, from the Holy One. But in fact, you have. The Holy Spirit is given to every believer. And you don't need to wait for a second experience. It is he is yours. The experience is yours. Or what about the second clause? And you know all things. I'm sure there were times in my life when I thought I did know all things. The older and wiser I get, the more I learn, the less I realise I know. What is John saying? Well, he's saying, I think, you know all the things that you need to know. What will we wear in heaven? I don't know. What will it be like to have all the time and no time? I don't know. How will we possibly look at each other in heaven when the Lord Jesus glorified is there on his throne? How will we take our eyes off him to even notice anybody else's? I have absolutely no idea. There are three things that I don't know. But the point is, you know all the things you need to know for salvation. These false teachers have gone out and they have discovered new doctrine. They have formulated new ideas. They have concocted new notions. And they're saying, if you want to be saved and be right with God, you've got to learn what we have learned. You've got to absorb what we are going to give you. John says you need no such thing. You know all the things you need to know. There are people, I'm sure, who are going to die tonight and they're going to be received by the Lord Jesus in glory, and they couldn't really understand all that much theology. But they understood that they had sinned, and that Jesus died for them and took the blame for what they did wrong upon the cross, that he rose again, and that somehow by believing that and by believing in him, they're going to be received by God. Now, we know there's a whole load more to it than that. They know all things. And there's much that we don't know, yet we know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth. This is not an evangelistic tract. It's not aimed at those who are thinking about accepting the gospel or those who've never thought about it. He's writing to believers. He's writing because they know the truth. And there's no lie in the truth. Almost certainly, these people who went out from us in verse 19, they haven't totally abandoned everything that's correct. False teachers never do. They do take something which is true and correct, and then they mix it up with some falsehood. Much easier to swallow poison if it's mixed up with something sweet. Evidently, some of what they say is true, some of what they say is a lie. But John says there in verse 21, no lie is of the truth. If there is a teacher out there who might, for example, be right about the Trinity, but be wrong about the cross, he is a liar, he is a deceiver. Who is a liar, verse 22, but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? By denying the Messiahship of Jesus Christ, that he was the Redeemer, he was the one set aside and anointed to save those who would believe. He is the means by which the God who loved the world and could reconcile the world to him. He who denies that is an antichrist. Elsewhere, he who denies that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, he too is a false teacher. The false teaching will always be measured by the attitude they have to Jesus Christ. They'll always talk about God this and God that, but on Jesus Christ, the false teachers will always get it wrong. And John makes that point in verse 23. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. There are lots of religions and groups around the world who will offer a way to God, but there's only one way to God, and that's Jesus Christ. If he is not the way you are following, you are not getting to God, or you're not getting to the living God. And by denigrating and denying and disparaging the Son, you're actually denying the Father who sent him. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. By loving Jesus Christ, by acknowledging him, you have the Father. The Son is not the Father. The Father is not the Son. Both are God. I noticed in our open prayer time before, people referred to the Trinity. Absolutely. There's another thing I don't understand. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. All the same God. This is a letter of encouragement. I'm reading between the lines, but I get the impression that the false teachers went out and they started much more fashionable churches, far more sophisticated, more respected by the world. And there's been a small, faithful band of people who have not swallowed the lie. And it's to them that John has written this letter. And it's to us that the Holy Spirit wrote it also. There is falsehood, and there is truth. There is no lie in truth, but there is sometimes truth within lies. Let's remember, we must be faithful to God's word, and we know all things. If there is a new doctrine out there that you've never heard of, you've never come across before, if it's not in the Bible, it's wrong. And that's a problem with people who receive new light and new revelations and new this and new that. They need to read 1 John. Be encouraged. Amen.